Episode number 66 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Greg Dean. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, Watermark. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Technically derived from paper production, watermarks are images, logos, or text superimposed on photographs that are normally placed on photos to identify the author of the image. This version of the watermark was also the standard for professional photographers who send the customer a proof of print with the sign proof to select an image. The final print was requested by the photographer, not by his client or any other third party. When digital photography came along, it was also possible to steal photos from websites and other means. Here, the painstakingly worked photographs used the art of others to advertise on their own websites, with sufficient digital resolution and with a printed image. For anyone who works in social networks, watermarks can also be used to create a very effective way of advertising a brand or website. When a user finds an image with a watermark, he knows exactly where the image comes from, and the use of watermarks will not prevent anyone, including competitors, from using that image. If implemented, it will help protect your work and prevent anyone who wants to use your image to promote their project or business from doing so without your permission. Watermarks can be used as a means to track the spread of your files and as a warning to people who might be spreading information. By watermarking a document with the name and email of the recipient, it becomes easier to find the source of the leak. The recipient will think twice before forwarding a file with his name, email address, or other sensitive information such as a password. Even with the simple watermark methods described above, it can be difficult to distinguish between file types. Watermark shows you websites that offer free watermarks for different types of files. A watermark on a stamp printed in yellow or orange can be particularly difficult to recognize, so collectors also use some mechanical devices to recognize it. Such devices are very useful and can be used with a liquid to apply watermarks. This can also allow collectors to search for watermarks in different parts of the file to make it easier to recognize the watermarks. The origin of the watermark part can be found if it is something that exists only on paper, such as a stamp or a piece of paper with a watermark. The watermark is created by changing the thickness of the paper, creating a shadow or lightness on the paper. Various aids have been developed to wet the watermark water on paper without damaging it. The marking process, drawing characters, is therefore called watermarking, but the process cannot be carried out while paper is still wet and watery, so various tools are developed to wet it without damaging it, such as ink, water, or water. Watermarks are also very useful when testing paper, as they can be used to determine the size of a mill, the location of a brand, or the quality of the sheet. Watermarks are often used by people or institutions who are concerned with using their digital work to protect their interests. The word is also used for digital practices that have similarities to physical watermarks. First of all, we need to know that watermarks are extremely useful in many ways, but before the advent of this technique in the present day, the most common use was to protect the copyright of photos and images. If you don't want anyone to steal your digital images, the best way to prevent this is not to put them online. There are so many ways to suck images from the internet these days that someone who wants your image will find a way to take it. If you really want to claim an image as your own, there are ways to remove watermarks effortlessly, or you could just cut out a section of the image. If you prefer your photos without watermarks, you will be the worst example in the world, and that is bad for both of you. After you upload your images, right-click on the image and click Add Watermark at the bottom right of the title. If you are using this feature for the first time, Postcron will ask you to set the watermark properties. You can choose from a variety of watermarks for your social accounts and then define the image that matches your watermark. After you have done this, you will be taken to the settings page of your account and asked to upload a picture. Then define size, location, and transparency, and the setting you have defined will apply to all the images you want to activate. Adding something to your image to make it quickly identifiable can have an added benefit, such as a logo, a photo of a special occasion, or even a picture of yourself. Episode 66 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Greg Dean. Adios. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.